Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 2nd, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to catch up with our good friends from the Southwood County YMCA, thanks to Tri-City Services. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, looking forward to talking with both of you. We have in studio with us Melanie Wilst. Is that how I say that?
Wiltsy.
Okay.
Like, we'll see about that.
Nice. I like that. That's great. Melanie, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate the time. And we have Kelly Higgins with us as well.
Correct.
Kelly, thank you for having an easy to say last name. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
My last name's Maloff. You guys can mess that up all you want. We're here today to talk about an awesome event from our Wisconsin Rabbits Kennel Club, the flyball event coming up May 5th through the 7th. It's coming up this weekend. We're very excited about this. Thank you both for being here today, because I think that we're going to be able to not only have some fun today, but inform people about something. I did a little bit of a little homework before we went on the air with this and everything over the last couple of days. And I was surveying people asking, hey, do you know what fly ball is? And I would say maybe out of five people, two, maybe three kind of knew. That third person kind of had an idea, and I want to give them credit for it, but I don't think she really got it. But it's such a growing sport, and it's such a fun sport. It's interesting. Melissa and I were just talking on our morning show about the rise of dog culture and dog owners, and we've seen that skyrocket in the last 20 years. More and more people are owning animals than ever before, and we have a lot more connection with our dogs in our day-to-day lives. We've become more dog friendly and stuff. So it would only add up that they would be in our sports more. We would find more activities to do with them. And thus we have flyball, and we can get into that. Before we dive into all of those things, though, I want to know why you guys are doing this. Why? What made you want to do this? What is the where does the passion come from for this? And Melanie, if you don't mind, I will start with you. But it's only because I like to go in this order. It's only like that. But what got you to want to be a part of flyball? And really a part of the Wisconsin Rabbits Kennel Club.
I rescued a Jack Russell Terrier. He is a very active, ball-obsessed dog. Mm. He was 5 months old when I got him. He was scheduled to be euthanized at the vet. Mm. And I intervened and took him home with me. Mm. And he really needed a job. He needed something to do. I've had dogs my whole life, but they were like farm dogs, and they were kind of on the property, but you didn't really think about giving them brain food, things to learn and things to do. And now, as the population is taking pets into their home, and a lot of pets have gotten homes during COVID, we're learning how intelligent dogs really are. Their lives are short, and they want to have experiences. And flyball, almost any dog can love to play, but if your dog likes to play fetch and they like tennis balls, and they like to travel a little bit, because when you're part of a team, you get to go places. A lot of us camp when we go to tournaments out of town. And it's just a really good experience for families and for dogs.
Yeah. When I was first reading about flyball, one of the things that occurred to me, it's an event. Like, growing up in a sports family, my brain immediately goes to sports and the competition and all this, and that's a part of these things. But it's an event. It reminds me of like a music concert kind of thing, almost, with the camping and some of these added things to it. And we'll get to those things. But thank you for sharing that, Melanie. I really appreciate that. And that's interesting. What would bring you to this? It kind of starts with wanting to keep your little friend there busy, and it just leads to something like this. That's very interesting. How about for you, Kelly? What brought you to this?
My dog. I had a Boston Terrier. Ooh, and nice. Somebody from the kennel club saw him at where I worked, and she said, "Do you ever try flyball with him?" I'm like, "What?" And so I came. He loved it, of course. And from there, after he had passed away, after I did some competitions, I'm like, "There's a lot of border collies out here. I think I want one of them." So now I have two border collies. And another boxer Boston Terrier, all three love the fly ball. So And it also led to me buying a camper so we can travel and not stay in hotels all the time. And, you know, when you're at these events, there's so much other people you get to
mingle with.
And then you get to see them when you go into their tournaments. Yeah. And they got a new puppy and share new stuff with them. And it's just an adult fun thing to do, you know.
It feels like we took the concept of a dog park and like just spun it around and had a little more fun with it, like in some ways with this. I think that'll become a little more clear to people out there listening that may not know what the sport is. So let's get into that a little bit now, if you guys don't mind. And again, let's treat this like nobody's ever even heard of fly ball. We're just explaining to them like for the first time. What is some of the first things you learned and that they need to know about fly ball? Other than it is a lot of fun.
Flyball is relay racing for dogs. So a flyball course has two lanes. One team runs in one lane against a team in the other lane. The team consists of four dogs that are out at a time running.
Mm-hmm.
The countdown happens. The dogs cross the start line. They jump four hurdles on their way to a spring-loaded box. Mm. They have to hit the box, and as they hit it, a ball shoots out of the box while they're in the middle of a swimmer's turn. They catch the box, and they go back over the four hurdles. When they hit the timer line again, the second dog goes. Ideally, that happens in really mm-hmm, close succession.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when both teams are finished running, there's the winner.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody let a dog go too soon and it crossed the line before a dog gets back, or if there was an error, like one dog drops his ball or something, that dog can rerun.
Mm-hmm.
And that the timer keeps running, but sometimes there's errors on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So your team can still win the race if they get every dog down there getting a ball and getting it back in the shortest amount of time.
Very, very nicely done, Melanie. Yeah, I think that's a really great explanation of the sport. I don't think you missed anything. I think that's really well done. Nicely done. It would have taken me another 20 minutes to do what you just did, so nicely done. I should have mentioned this from the beginning, though. I am not going to have any journalistic integrity in this conversation. I love dogs. I love track and field. It's a perfect marriage of the worlds. I'm just going to be enjoying myself and a fanboy through this whole conversation. It's such a fun thing, too. Now, one of the things that I like to wanted to touch on that I noticed just as a kind of third party at this, it seems like a fun competitive. Like there's some competition to it, certainly, especially here in the Midwest. We like to compete, we like to have fun and all that. But there's a camaraderie first and foremost. Is that the case, or am I wrong on that?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we cheer each other on, and teams help each other. I mean, sometimes if one team may have an injured dog, we can, you know, one of our dogs can run with another team to help them out. It's not uncommon to do that. You know, it's a lot of fun.
What happens is your team is running against the other team, but each individual dog is accumulating points towards their title. So if they're part of a relay, and say the dogs finish in, I don't know, 23 seconds or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Every dog in that particular relay will get, depends on the organization that's put it on, but it will get 25 points or so towards their title.
Hmm.
So you don't really need to be winning against the other team in the other lane as much as completing in a certain amount of time, and your dogs are earning points towards titles.
Very cool.
And that's fun, although most of us don't do it for the titles.
Yeah, yeah. With an event like this coming up this weekend and everything, let's talk a little bit about that, the event in particular, and the details of that. Now, well, first up, I want to let you know you can stop in at the Wood County Recreation Center, the hockey rink over there, one of my third homes. I love the place. Friday, May 5th, 6 to 8. Then Saturday, May 6th, 8 to 3. And then Sunday, 8 to 2. Enjoy watching some of the racing and taking this in, you know, in person and everything. I think it's not only the best way to learn a sport, but they enjoy a sport and see some of the fun of it and everything. What are, and one other detail I wanted to make darn sure to mention, there will be some raffles going on. What are some other things that are a part of this event?
There's a photo booth where the dogs can get dressed up in some costumes, and it's the...
We need more of those.
I think we're doing a tropical theme.
Tropical theme, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And it would probably be okay if people, like, just brought their dog in and had a picture taken.
Yeah, as long as it's on a leash. I don't see what problem it's dog-friendly.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. It's free admission. We want to make sure people understand that. Also understand that the winners will be drawn noon on Sunday, if you're curious. And any donations to the any donation will benefit the Wood County Humane Society. And we greatly appreciate that. That's a big part of this, too. We have Madison and our friends join us once a week with our Pet of the Week from there. And we greatly appreciate our Humane Society, all of our Humane Societies and our listenership out there. So you talk about added bonuses. There's a big one right there, being a part of this event and taking this in. And you're putting back into your community. You're helping your community, along with enjoying a great event. I mentioned the raffles. Are there other things going on with these events over the course of the weekend that people should know?
Mostly once we get started, there isn't time to do another event. The event is flyball, and then we have our big raffle tables with beautiful baskets and tickets to buy there, and we have our Humane Society table. A lot of us are bringing, like, dog items that our dogs have outgrown or things that...
Gently used,
and people can just say, oh, I'd take that collar, and decide what it's worth to them and put that in the donation.
Yeah.
And stuff won't even be priced.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
I also wanted to mention, give a shout out to the teams. Now, we're going to have some local teams over there, and as homers, we love that. But there's going to be some other teams as well from the surrounding area or from around the country. How does that work?
I think we probably have teams from at least four states coming.
Nice. Cool. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's four or five states. I know there's people coming from Minnesota and Iowa.
Iowa, correct.
I bring it up in one because it's cool. We love to defeat people from other states. No, I'm joking. I'm just having fun. I told you guys I was competitive. What I hear from that certainly first and foremost is fun. Is adding awareness to, you know, to dogs, to our humane societies. All of those things are well and good. Another part of this, the economy. That is other dollars we're bringing into our state. This is another event that we're hosting, that we're having, that we're bringing in people that may start out as strangers and become locals or regulars or visit our area for maybe when they have the water ski tournament or something like that. Maybe they see the area and they want to move here or something. That's how my family ended up here. You just never know what those kind of things can be. So I love the event. I love everything that you two have been mentioning about it. I can't help in the back of my brain think, well, there's also that part of this too. Like, Wisconsin is never going to turn down tourist dollars, and it's a big part of our state's economy and everything. So to be able to have an added event like this with all of these pluses to it, and you're bringing that part of it to it, it's a win-win. That's pretty cool. I mean, the dollars for the event, of course, go to the Humane Society, but that doesn't count when they're, you know, these people come into town using a gas station or the hotels, all these things. That's dollar, that adds up, and that's a beneficial thing for our community as well, and it shouldn't be taken lightly. So that's a cool part of this. There's other details, and I have other questions coming up about it. Like, does the size of the dog matter? I've got a little fur brother, Sammy, and he thinks he's as big as a dragon, but he's not. He fits on my lap. Like, little dog against big dog, is there a sizing thing there, or is it just kind of all dogs?
The dog has to have enough weight to trigger the box, the spring-loaded box. Okay. And has to love balls.
Yes, yeah.
That, has to want that
ball. It's a requirement. It is a requirement. It seems fair.
As far as the size of the dog, my Jack Russell weighs 17 pounds. I think Rue weighs 17 pounds. So she's not very big. Mm. And we have a miniature poodle on the team who weighs less than her. He's like a feather. But he is still big enough to trigger the box.
Right.
But the important thing about size is the height of the hurdles is set by the shortest dog in any team running.
Oh.
So if you have four tall dogs that are going to be on the team, the hurdles might be 14 inches high.
Good.
Mm, mm.
If you have a little dog like my Roo, they're only 6 or 7 inches high, which makes a huge difference in the speed of the bigger dogs because they're really just striding over these hurdles.
My brain is percolating right now with all this. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I know four dogs. I'm trying to. that's cool. I love the strategy that gets involved in something like this, too. I think it's even more fun when the competition isn't that heavy, when it's a little more fun than it is competitive. I think that makes those little strategy kind of things even more fun and exciting and a cool part of the process, the sport. The other thing I wanted to touch on, too, is the reason for all these other teams coming into the state, the reason we're hosting this event, having this event. You've heard nothing but reasons from the ladies here and what we've been talking about. But another one is this is one of the more popular gaining sports in the country. We've talked about pickleball a lot with this and the rise of pickleball and everything, and that's been really cool and interesting. We've had people on the air talking about it with us. We, of course, have pickleball courts here in town. This is right under pickleball. I thought I had a good grasp of the growth of this sport, and even I didn't until I did my homework this weekend to get ready for the interview. I did not realize how big it is. I didn't know that it was on ESPN, that ESPN has it on there and stuff. They have a dedicated sports channel for this and everything. They have features. They have reporters designed just for this sport. Yes. It's growing. Like, it's getting bigger and bigger.
We were at that event.
Were you? Nice.
Our dogs didn't run in the finals, but our dogs were there competing.
Oh, that's cool. I think a lot of people enjoy the idea of getting in on the ground floor of something. And here's a great opportunity to kind of really start learning about this or getting in on it when it's really young and it's just growing. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't know if you had something about it. I didn't want to cut you off. What are some things that you love about this sport that we may have not touched on so far? Or just things to encourage people, hey, this could be good for you. This could be something that's good for you. I would think right away, there are plenty of people out there just looking for something to do. Like, just as bare as it could get. Like, you know, hey, I've already read that book 90 times. I need something else to do or something. That right away speaks to me.
To me, what's better than spending a weekend with people who love dogs and people I spend a lot of time with each weekend training my dogs?
Yeah.
And I get to spend the weekend with them camping or, you know, or whatever. And other people that we've met, acquaintances, it's fun to catch up with them. But all these people love their dogs and are enjoying doing the same thing that we enjoy doing.
Hmm. You sold me. Yeah, you sold me on this easily. Melanie, is there anything that we haven't gotten to touch on or anything that you think that is certainly noteworthy about the event and doing this for people?
Well, I feel just like Kelly, our time away at the tournaments is just really great.
So
most of us camp now. There's a few who still do hotel rooms. Our outsiders that are coming for our tournament here, probably a little more than half camp. And that's one reason it has to be in May, because a lot of the local campgrounds don't open until May 1st. And the others will have dogs at dog-friendly motels.
Mm-hmm.
Many dogs to a room.
Right? Sometimes many to a camper as well.
Yeah. Sunday, we've got some special guests, some good people coming by. I wanted to make sure that we noted that as well. Miss Wisconsin Rapids, outstanding teen, Ruby Marty, is going to be there. And we've had Ruby on the air with us, many wonderful human being, wonderful lady. She's great. An eighth grader at Rams, she'll join the Rapids interns.
Intensive Flyers.
God, that's a great name. That's such a good name. I love it. That's going to be cool. That's pretty cool that she's going to be a part of these things. We certainly wanted to send a shout out to her and thank her for being a part of this. That's going to be a fun thing, too. We know that these events take place with many people. We want to send a big thank you to the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club, wonderful people, wonderful organization. And certainly we have sponsors. Do you guys want to shout out any sponsors or anything, or just encourage people to take in the event and you'll catch the sponsors that way?
Well, I'd like to thank the people at the ice arena,
mm-hmm.
because they work like the ice is coming off today,
tonight.
Or tonight. Okay, so the floor is going to be totally wet, and they'll be up all night mopping and with fans because we can't glue down our rubber matting if the floor is wet. So it's just a really big deal for them to get that rink ready for us to cover that floor and move in there with dogs. And it will be, it's going to be cold no matter what. The dogs will like that, most of them. But if you come to watch, bring a coat because you might, it might be really chilly.
Appreciate you mentioning that.
Hockey game with
and there's bleachers and chairs too.
Yes, yes.
Definitely. I will say, if you have spent 5 minutes in Wisconsin, you know how this works. We start in the morning with one wardrobe, and you end up the end of the day with a different wardrobe. Bring a jacket, just in case. You can always put it to the side if you need to. I'm so thankful that you mentioned that, too, because, Jim, our friends over there at the Southwick County Rec Center do such great work. They join us for the River Kings every year, and we talk with them about that. And it's not just that event. Other great events like this one that they host and do such a great job with. Appreciate them and appreciate you guys being here today and talking to us about this event, sharing us with this information. If people want to know more about this or about this event, the flyball event coming up this weekend, or the Wisconsin Rabbits Kennel Club, is there anywhere we can direct them? Anything we want to encourage them to check out?
We have a Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club. It's public. And our events are listed on there, as well as classes that we offer at the Kennel Club. We'll have a new group of classes starting in a few weeks. Yep. You know, puppy obedience and obedience for older dogs.
Therapy dog.
Agility. And we don't really have a set start for a flyball series. If you're interested, you can message somebody on the team off the Facebook page, and then we can let you know when to bring your dog the first time.
Perfect. Right on. Right on.
Our practices are Sunday afternoons. Usually we have new dogs early in the afternoon, and then the dogs that don't need training, you know, your dog will start out learning one thing at a time, you know, running the hurdles, coming back, and then we add the box, and there's also homework, things you can do at home.
Yeah.
Some dogs are ready to be part of the team in a couple, 3 months, and some dogs work at it a whole year, but the whole time they're having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt we've got new flyballers out there. We've created some new flyballers out there. You too have created some new flyballers out there. Nice job, you guys. Thank you so much. And you're done. You're done. You got done right there. Again, we want you to check out this event. Buy local, support local. Enjoy. This weekend, Wood County Recreation Center is hosting the Rapids Flyball Frenzy. It is going on Friday, May 5th, 6 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 3:30, and then on Sunday, 8 a.m. till 2. Have a great time. Good luck with the event. I hope it goes well. And please don't be strangers. We're looking forward to having you guys back and talking about this more and more, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks for the time, you two. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.